on the performance and the result?
I thought the first half performance was good. You know, I thought we looked quite measured. I thought they were having a problem breaking us down. I thought we broke passes right out of trouble quite well at times. I thought we could have done a little bit more going forward, if I'm honest. But we're playing a good side at home. So, you know, it was always going to be a case that, you know, that they were perhaps going to have the ascendancy. But obviously then the goal just before half time changes the picture. But even at 1-0, you know, you've still got a chance. But the goal just after half time gives you a mountain to climb, because then you've got to try and come out and open up, and, you know, then it becomes really difficult. You know, and at this moment in time, it's tough for the lads. You know, it's been tough. But and it's a young side, and it's sort of learning in adversity at the moment. So, you know, I think the most important thing is that it stays positive. You know, I said to the lads after the game, there's no point me coming and ranting and raving, and, you know, it's answers. That's what they need. And they need some help. There's no two ways about it. They need to bring players in. So obviously January is going to be important for us.
Is that the way this turns around, Neil, this run of form, this run of results?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the performances are nearly there. You know what I mean? We have lots of spells in the game where we control it. When we get ourselves in and around the box. But it's young, and the mistakes that are being made, you know, what will you link with a young side? You know, not being thorough enough in his own box to defend, and, you know, like the first goal's an own goal again. I mean, it's unlucky, you know, but it's an own goal. First goal against Wigan the other day, it's an own goal. And it, you know what I mean? It puts us on the back foot and gives the opposition a leg up. And what you don't want to be doing is coming to Derby County and giving them a leg up.
And losing your captain didn't help, did it, early on?
No, because Steve's, you know, he's important at the back for us. He's, you know, he's an experienced guy, and, you know, he settles the back four down, and he's, you know, he's got good nous. So obviously losing him, but I thought, to be fair to Berardi, he came on and did okay. I thought he came on and did alright.
The second goal, you mentioned that was a real sort of killer moment. The free kick's a cheap one to give away, isn't it, in the corner, and then the marking again, Neil.
Well, that's the big thing, you know. I mean, to be fair, Ibe, he's right on the dead ball line. He's going nowhere. You know, it's running out, might go out for a corner, but, you know, it's perhaps easier to defend in a, you know, on a free kick 10 yards further in, and, you know, we give the free kick away, and then, you know, it's just after half time when, you know, you really want to be keeping it tight. So as long as it's 1-0, you've got a chance. You know what I mean? 1-0, 1-0, you can nick it like we did at Forest, you know. Because as a performance, we're going first half, it was similar. You know, we looked quite measured, like I said, and they were having problems breaking it down. But, you know, like I said, you know, it's the goals that's the disappointing thing.
And their defence and their goalkeeper tonight, probably thinking we haven't had much to do. I mean, in terms of creating chances and creating something going forward, that must be a concern as well now.
Yeah, but I mean, you come to places like Derby County, they're a good side. Do you know what I mean? And I mean, like I said to him, we showed the clips from the game when we played Derby County at home, and, you know, we really got about them, and we were on the front foot, and you know. But I thought, to be fair, Rudy Austin came in tonight, stiffened us up a little bit in that area, and I think it was important because Derby are strong in midfield, so it's important that we toughened up in that area, stiffened up a bit. But perhaps then what you lose is that, you know, Adrian behind the front opening people up and creating them chances. But but, you know, it's like I said, you cover one all, and then, you know, another one appears. So you're trying to do your best with, you know, with what you've got.
Do you feel, I mean, you've got there's a big squad here, Neil, but do you feel you've got options for plan Bs, plan Cs? Do you think teams are working out the way you play?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've got if I'm honest, I think we've got an 11. And then I think that, you know, I think there's options. We're limited in wide areas. It's difficult to open up and become, you know, attack with width, because we haven't really got any natural wide players. Width obviously provided by full backs, which makes us quite narrow as a team. You know, we can't flatten out to go 4-4-2. You know, and these things are, you know, that's been mentioned that perhaps need addressing, definitely. Yeah.
Well, you mentioned January, it's around the corner. 2014 is pretty much coming to an end, so that means the transfer window. So, how quick can we expect some incomings, and just how important is it to get the right players in?
Well, we've got the opportunity to bring four in. You know, because with the embargo and everything, but we've got the opportunity of being four loan signings in, and, you know, I think it's important that we use that. You know, we need options. We need options off the bench as well. You know, we need to be stronger as a squad. There's a lot of players here that they're in part of that change. You know, the change is taking place at the club, and, you know, to be fair, it's been difficult from day one. If you look at it, there's been a lot of things thrown together. You know, there's been change of head coaches, and, you know, change of personnel, players, and it's just lacked consistency. And, you know, it's been trying to lay down that consistent base, and we sort of half got it going again. you know, at the beginning. But I think it needs some help.
No one wanted to end 2014 just above the relegation zone, but 2015, you're quite hopeful about how things could turn around in the league?
Yeah, I mean, we just said to the players there, I mean, they've got to stay positive and they've got to stay confident. You know, I mean, I've been in the game a long time and I understand how it works. And, you know, and you've got to tough things out sometimes. You've got to be brave. And they've got to see that we're brave there for them. You know, and they've got to understand that we're there for them because they're a young side. You know, and the last thing you want to do is start dissing yourself from the side because that's the wrong way to be. You know, they've got some talented young players. You know, they need some help. We need two or three players to come in, you know, and stiffen us up, give us a bit of backbone. But, you know, we'll stick with them. We'll stick with them. You know, I thought the supporters were magnificent today. You know, you could hear them singing all the way through and getting behind them. And, you know, and I thought they stuck with them. And it's a difficult time for them as well, frustrating for them, I can imagine. But, you know, it's important, like I said, that everybody at the club sticks together.
Thanks, Phil. Cheers. Thank you. Thanks. Okay.